This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What have I learned from the last trip was the main thing I learned. I'm going to start with the story. The night before I woke up, my knee was really hurting so bad and it was bothering me, and I can look at it and see there was a fluid built in. So that morning when we started doing the salah for an hour, like the long sujood and long the rukur, and as I was planning on doing it, so I thought about it, how would I be able to do this? The first instance was like when everybody was doing it, I just went ahead and did it. So what I have learned at the end of the day is don't ever say you can't do it. Just do it. And after that, I literally, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, I knew my knee was still hurting, but I did not felt any pain whatsoever while I was there, while I was still praying, doing the sujood.
My biggest takeaway from the retreat is the importance of your niyyah, the importance of your intention. And basically, I have learned that with every action that we do throughout the day, we can turn it into ibadah by just changing our niyyah. And I am more conscious of everything that I do now because I make sure that I set my intention right from the get-go. Assalamu alaikum.
Dhikr, something that I got out of the retreat, I've never thought you can kind of connect it to Allah in a simple aspect of with dhikr, and which made it so much easier in my life, and it's easier to do, and so you don't have to kind of spend a lot of time on doing it. You can do it in the car, you can do it as you are working, walking, exercising. It's so simple, and something that is so simple, and we make it so difficult to do so. And the retreat kind of made me to be connected to that. And so that is something that I say I can 100% take it away from it.
The 2017 Dr. Haifa's retreat is by far my most spiritual, life-changing experience ever. I was raised with the concept of Tawheed, and since childhood taught well on the central role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. But it's one thing to know and understand this concept in theory, and yet it's another thing to internalize and personalize it. The retreat provided me a rare opportunity to reflect and assess how I internalize my Tawheed. And in doing so, Dr. Haifa encouraged us to place a camera in our hearts and record our feelings and take pictures of our intentions, to then review it and be candid in ourselves and ask ourselves how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows up in all those instances. I remember sitting in front of Lake Coronas, a beautiful lake, and breaking down and sobbing my heart out as I realized my weak relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came back home super energized and motivated, and I can't wait for the 2018 retreat.